From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in India Wednesday following meetings in Islamabad with Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi amid concerns Pakistan isn't doing enough to end the harboring and support of terrorists. Tillerson publicly sought to emphasize the positive in the bilateral relationship.
We are committed to the war against terrorism and we look forward to moving ahead with the U.S. and, like you said, building an economic relationship.
Mr. Abbasi insisting Pakistan is committed to the war against terror. RAND Corporation analyst Rafiq Dosani said Pakistan, which views India as its greatest threat, supports insurgencies it views as countering New Delhi's actions in Kashmir and Afghanistan.
I think the biggest success over the last 12 months was the relationship with the army that had improved to the point where the two were tackling issues within Pakistan. Pakistan has been the biggest victim of terrorism on its own soil. And so its ability to control that and lend some stability to the country, I think, has been really very important.
Tillerson reportedly called on Pakistan to increase efforts to eradicate militants and terrorists operating within the country. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has arrived in Central African Republic to assess the fragile security situation and paid tribute to the UN peacekeeping efforts.
I'm very proud to be your colleague. I'm very proud to serve in the same United Nations where you serve. And I want to tell all of you, Blue Helmets, that we count on you to make the UN always more effective serving the people.
Guterres laid a wreath-laying ceremony in the capital Bangui in honor of the dozens of UN peacekeepers who died so far this year in escalating violence. This is VOA News. As the day approaches when the Spanish government is to impose direct rule on Catalonia over its independence drive, pro-secessionist leaders are considering a snap election to break the deadlock. Catalan leaders are also planning a legal challenge to Madrid. Joan Coma is member of the pro-independence Popular Unity Party.
We are in a crucial week. For us, it's an important week to make the declaration of independence on Catalonia. And on the other side, we have the Spanish state that are trying to repress this political and democratic situation in Catalonia.
Madrid is expected to impose direct rule Friday. On Thursday, the Catalan parliament is to meet to debate a proposed response following its October 1st referendum on independence the Spanish government has called illegal. The U.S. is moving closer to condemning the crackdown in Myanmar, also known as Burma, as ethnic cleansing against the Rohingya Muslims. Patrick Murphy is Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Southeast Asia.
There's no question in our minds that atrocities have been committed, and we will work with the international community and Burmese stakeholders to pursue all means available to hold accountable those responsible for these acts.
More than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled the western part of the country for Bangladesh since late August following insurgent attacks on Myanmar security forces. The U.S. could make its determination on condemning the crackdown ahead of President Donald Trump's trip to Asia in November. Elections for president and parliament in Iraq's Kurdistan region will be delayed for 8 months after political parties failed to present candidates. An independence referendum was held in late September. Iraq strongly opposed the vote and sent troops last week to seize Kurdish-held Kirkuk. The U.S. is resuming refugee admissions after a 120-day travel ban expired, but is adding new screening measures and a 90-day review for people from 11 countries deemed to pose a potentially high risk. The names of the countries have not been released, although they're expected to be mostly from the Middle East and Africa. Morocco's King Mohammed VI Tuesday dismissed several ministers and other top officials for failing to improve the economy in troubled northern Rif region racked by months of protests demanding jobs, development, and end to corruption. The Olympic torch for next year's South Korean Winter Games was lit Tuesday in ancient Olympia ahead of the February 9 to 25 sporting event. Among those on hand for the ceremonial lighting, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach.
The stage is set for the winter athletes of the world, and we are looking forward to successful and great Olympic Games in Pyeongchang.
The torch will reach South Korea November 1st. In World Series action, the National League champion Los Angeles Dodgers of North American Major League Baseball late Tuesday defeated the American League Houston Astros 3-1 in Game 1. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.